Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. We're on the line with Ian Boswell, The Boswell Chronicles, Dauphiné Wrap-Up. Ian, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, George. It was a tough week of racing, and we actually had some 2 days of scouting out Tour de France stages after, so the race didn't, my efforts didn't finish once the race was over.
Ah, so you were scouting on bike.
Yeah, so the following, we're in the region of all the Alpine stages, and stage six of the Dauphiné was the same as stage 10 or 11 of the Tour, so we saw that stage during the race. And then the other two Alp stages, we went and reconned on the Monday and Tuesday, which was great to see. And it was actually both, it was just Zachrin and myself with some members of staff. And the Monday, we actually felt pretty good and did a nice ride. And then the Tuesday, we had a long ride. We had to do Col de Quatrefer, which was 29K climb, and then Alpe d'Huez. And we tried to bail on Alpe d'Huez and not ride to the top, but the director wasn't going to have it and, made us ride to the top, which once we got to the top, we were happy that we did it. But, just following an 8-day stage race, we were pretty tired to do another climb and Alpe d'Huez, but, it was good to see.
And I was going to say on day six of the Dauphiné, when you and I spoke, you sounded worked. And I was really wanting to see how you recovered and came back for the final day of the Dauphiné. If you could kind of bring us up to speed on what happened to you during the final stage of the Dauphiné.
Yeah, so stage seven was another mountaintop finish, 130K, and again, 4,000 meters of climbing, so it was a tough one. And, after my performance, I guess the day before, being in the break and staying out there late into the stage, my role was to stay with Zach for the final and make sure that he was protected and make sure he had help coming into the final climb. Thankfully I didn't have to do much in the start because I was pretty cooked, but then once we actually kind of got warmed up and got to the first major climb to the day, I was fine and able to stay in the front group, and the other teams took up pace. I was able to stay with Zach and help him out. And then coming into the final climb, AG Tour kind of ripped it on this downhill and split the peloton, and Zach was in the second half. So I was able to link up with him and bring him back to the close enough to the leaders to where it was kind of up to him to then finish off the race. So I was happy with my performance and kind of happy with, how I finished off and how I came through all those days. And Zach unfortunately slipped down to 10th overall at the end, so dropped three places from the day before. But in all, it was a good race for the team, for myself, and I think definitely leading up into the Tour, it was a step in the right direction.
Well, it sounds like we said before that you really met your goals for this race, and I don't want to bring about bad karma or jinx anything, but having the team have you go along with Zachrin and scout out a couple of stages of the Tour sounds pretty promising to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't want to jinx anything, but I mean, everything looks like I'll most likely be going to the Tour. Obviously, they haven't made the final selection yet, and, there's some races going on now in Slovenia and Tour de Suisse, so, kind of depends on how those guys are going. But I think for me, I had, like I said, had a good performance there. And at this point, it's just a matter of focusing on myself and worrying about what what I'm doing and how I'm preparing, and, you know, just staying healthy and, you know, keep pushing in the direction of the tour and kind of go about it like I am doing it. 'Cause the last thing I'd want to do is, you know, kind of let myself slide now. So it's, you know, mentally I'm planning on going, and then the decision comes up to the team, but it's kind of in my hands on, you know, the next couple of weeks running into the tour, just to stay focused and motivated.
So how do you stay fit? You've got to recover from the stage race, but you also have to stay at a really high level of fitness in case you get named to the team. How do you do that?
Yeah, well, I actually didn't have that much recovery. Like I said, we did the recon on Monday and Tuesday, and then flew back to Nice on Tuesday night, and yeah, did an easy little spin yesterday, just kind of a one recovery day, and then was kind of back to training today. Gretchen, my fiance, is coming over to Nice tomorrow, and then on Saturday we're heading up to Livigno for 10 days at altitude. So, yeah, there's no rest for, you know, the ambitious, and, you know, the tour is 21 days. So kind of having a big block of training at this point is kind of nice, you know, kind of having that Dauphiné in my legs and kind of running on into a training block, because then I'll be able to, you know, in a sense, kind of simulate a grand tour a bit. And then, you know, if I am selected, then I'll be able to kind of taper down before the race.
And is there a specific date yet for when the team will be named?
No, not yet. Like I said, there's Tour Slovenia finishes up this weekend and Tour de Suisse finishes. And I think after that, the team will kind of analyze everything and see everyone's, you know, fitness and form and health. And, you know, a selection should be made shortly after that. But at the same time, you know, it's bike racing. I know how things can change, and how, you know, like I said, the biggest and most important thing for myself is just to stay focused on what I'm doing, because I don't have control over, you know, the team selection and what other riders are doing. And also just being safe. You know, I was out riding with some guys today, and, you know, just being a bit more cautious in training on descents and whatnot, because the last thing you'd want to do now is, you know, be reckless out in training. And, you know, I'm being smart and motivated, but not pushing too hard and not taking too much risk. And it's just like, kind of like I was up in altitude before, just taking care of the little things and making sure that you're paying attention to the detail.
Ian, you sound great. I'm glad you had a excellent showing out at the Dauphiné, and I really hope things turn out positively for you with your goal of riding in the Tour.
Yeah. Thanks, George. It would be, like I said, childhood dream, so it'd be really a dream come true, and it's almost, yeah, it'd almost be surreal to take the start, and it's been my goal and dream aspirations for a long time, so hopefully I can make it happen.
Ian Boswell on the Boswell Chronicles. Thanks very much for listening. From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.